In our age of unprecedented technological advancement, why do we feel increasingly alienated from ourselves? This paradox lies at the heart of Jung's exploration of modern consciousness. Written during the Cold War, his insights into the relationship between individual consciousness and mass society have only grown more relevant in our polarized, algorithm-driven world. The threat to our humanity comes not just from external forces, but from within our societies, where the individual increasingly vanishes into mere numbers, becoming an interchangeable unit, insignificant and disposable. Critical thinking forms a thin barrier against mass psychology, which can easily overwhelm individual insight and lead to authoritarian control. Our scientific worldview compounds this problem by presenting a statistical, abstract picture of humanity. Meanwhile, the state increasingly usurps individual moral decisions, ruling, feeding, and educating people as social units rather than moral agents. When we surrender our moral autonomy to the collective, we lose something essential to our humanity. What becomes of us when we're reduced to data points? The question haunts us most intensely in times of crisis, when apocalyptic visions multiply. Today, we face dangers as troubling as those Jung witnessed, not just nuclear threats, but the subtle erosion of our individuality through technologies that claim to connect us while actually standardizing our thoughts and behaviors. The dictator state swallows both individual and religious impulses, replacing God with itself. This creates doubts, requiring violent repression and fanaticism that eliminates opposition. Free opinion vanishes, moral decision-making disappears, and the state becomes an unquestionable sacred creed. When mass society reduces people to numbered units, religious functions transfer to the state. Religion, the observation of invisible factors, represents an instinctive attitude maintaining psychic balance. Religious rituals provide psychological security essential for decision-making, while state demonstrations serve similar purposes but offer no protection against inner demons. The Western world struggles against totalitarian ideologies. Economic criticism fails behind ideological barriers. Any economic principle can succeed if its sacrifices are accepted, as history shows. Appeals to idealism and reason prove ineffective against religious fanaticism. Many recognize only an equally potent non-materialistic faith could defend against this psychic infection. Haven't you noticed how our rational society still worships, just with different idols? We've replaced traditional deities with celebrities, ideologies, and technologies. The question isn't whether humans will worship, but what, and whether that object deserves their devotion. Despite rhetoric about human dignity, the individual has become devalued, a slave to machines, intimidated by technology, and threatened with loss of spiritual freedom. We diminish ourselves by embracing notions that devalue our dignity, trading personal autonomy for basic security. Man remains an enigma to himself, lacking means of comparison for self-knowledge. Our psyche, responsible for all historical human changes, remains a puzzle. Psychology struggles as the youngest empirical science, having difficulty approaching its proper object. It needed to free itself from mythological ideas that reduce the psyche to either biochemical processes or purely personal phenomena. The psyche has a peculiar nature, irreducible to anything else. Consciousness is a precondition of being, giving the psyche the dignity of a cosmic principle equal to physical being. The individual, as carrier of consciousness, is preformed by the psyche rather than producing it. This importance of individuality stands against both scientific statistical evaluation and religious dogmatic submission. We are both subjects and objects to ourselves, both knowers and the unknown. This paradox centers Jung's psychology and forms the basis for understanding the self as a dynamic process. Mass meetings produce fleeting effects, leaving people susceptible to the next persuasive slogan. Organizations unite individuals, but typically reinforce existing tendencies rather than foster inner transformation. The dangerous illusion persists that change comes from outside rather than through personal effort. Mass movements gravitate toward numerical security, where truth becomes majority opinion. The mass man never questions who funds promised utopias, surrendering accountability to authorities who gain power while individuals weaken. When widespread, these conditions breed tyranny disguised as freedom. Resisting organized mass influence requires individuals well-organized in their own individuality. Modern humans have forgotten themselves as microcosms of the macrocosm, despite their world-embracing psyche. Their instincts simultaneously connect them to the world and fragment them through conflicting desires. Social media environments, with their tribal thinking and mob mentality, epitize these concerns about mass-mindedness. The individual who maintains their center and connection to deeper values becomes the true revolutionary in a conformist world. The religious person recognizes a greater will, often called conscience, but typically measures it against traditional ethics rather than fully surrendering to it. This works while traditional beliefs remain strong and individual autonomy isn't required. Today's landscape has changed with the rise of worldly-minded people who've abandoned religious beliefs. Each person must now ask, do I have a direct relationship to something greater that prevents me from merging with the crowd? Answering requires rigorous self-knowledge, which yields important truths and psychological advantage, deeming oneself worthy of serious attention. This first step toward consciousness leads to the unconscious, our only source of deeper experience. By turning inward to confront our shadow, those aspects we prefer not to acknowledge, we gain the possibility of genuine wholeness. This process isn't comfortable, but offers the only path to true psychological and spiritual maturity. Through self-knowledge, we encounter instincts and imagery revealing potent psychic powers. Their constructive or destructive impact depends on their conscious preparedness. Despite knowing better, we repeat mistakes rather than addressing subjective problems. Mankind's spiritual transformation follows century-slow tread, resistant to rational acceleration. Change remains possible in individuals who influence others, not through persuasion, but through the natural impact of self-insight on their environment. Dreams, myths, art, and religious symbols speak the language of the unconscious. Understanding this symbolic language grants access to deeper psychic currents that guide transformation. The unconscious communicates through images and symbols, requiring both intellectual and emotional engagement. We live in what Greeks called kairos, the right moment for metamorphosis of fundamental principles. This peculiarity of our time reflects the changing unconscious within us. Future generations must reckon with this transformation if humanity is to avoid self-destruction through its own technology. In a world that reduces us to data points and consumers, reclaiming your individuality through genuine self-knowledge is radical. The path forward lies not in collective solutions, but in the courageous journey inward. By confronting unknown aspects of yourself, you discover resources for authentic living that no external authority can provide. This journey requires facing uncomfortable truths about yourself and society. In doing so, you become a carrier of consciousness in a world that needs it. Your transformation influences everyone around you. In this quiet revolution of self-discovery lies our hope for creating a world where human dignity and meaning become lived realities. The undiscovered self awaits not in external salvation, but in the depths of your own being, if you have the courage to look.